Do you know who you are and whose you are? Welcome to Identify You, where lives are transformed by identifying who you are in Christ Jesus. I am Shakira, your hostess with the mostest, and here I've created a safe space for us to remove our crowns and expose some of the broken pieces that God has used to make us whole. By the end of today's episode, you should be able to identify who you are in Christ Jesus. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome back if you are a returning guest, and welcome if you are new here. I'm so grateful that you have decided to come in, chit-chat with us, okay? It's really like some girl talk, like, girl, let me share some stuff from my life that's helped me or that I went through and let you know what the Lord has been speaking to me about. And I just want to, you know, give y'all the stuff, the good stuff that the good Lord gives me. So I hope that you will subscribe to the channel if you're watching on YouTube. Okay, go ahead and become a part of the family. Become a Faith Slayer. You might as well. And we are streaming on Apple Podcasts. That is our main platform that we're focused on. So Apple Podcasts and YouTube. Go on both those and just subscribe. Run a play up over there on Apple Podcasts. Let it play. If you prefer video, then subscribe on YouTube and make sure you have the post notification button. So anyways, y'all, happy Black History Month. It is February 2024, baby. Let me tell you, January is always just a really long but feel like short month because it's my birthday, then you got Sincere's birthday, you got the anniversary, the passing of my late husband. So it's just like a lot of celebrations going on. And like, I also have to take like 7th. I need to rest and recoup from all the last year and then all of the celebrating from January. So I usually do that the last 2 to 3 weeks of January and just really like reset for the new year. And February 1st usually starts like my new year in like a productive sense, if that makes sense. So it is the month of February. Like I said, it is Black History Month. Got Valentine's coming up. And yes, I'm really excited just about what this month is going to give. Like, I know it's going to be a great month because I'm already claiming it, okay? There is power in the tongue. You got to speak over your life. You got to speak what you want God to do in your life, okay? And I want to have a positive, peaceful, happy, loving month. And that's what I'm claiming. So today's episode, y'all, on the last episode, y'all got to get a sneak peek of some of the Faith Slayers as we had a conversation as we were on our retreat. And today I wanted to talk about making disciples because as y'all can see there, like that is the community that I've built and it's turned into like a whole thing. God is really funny because who knew what everything that he's been doing to lead me up to this point. I'm just like still mind blown every single day, every single moment. And I'm like, Lord, I didn't want to be doing all this, but I'm gonna be obedient. Y'all. And when I say I didn't want to be doing all this, like, cause like I said before, I have such a reverence for God. And it's like when he calls you, it's different. Like, than what you like want to do. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to have some functions here and there. I just wanted to like, I can't even tell you. I sound ridiculous. I know I do. But I really just, like, I'm really like a private person. I'm like by myself a lot. So like on from social media, it probably looked like, oh, she like know a lot of people or like she's always like around a lot of people and stuff like that. Like I used to be an extrovert, but in my adult age, in this old age, no, I'm just kidding. But in this big age, like I'm such in a space in an era where I'm like learning me, getting to know who I am, identify who I am in Christ and like really just walking this thing out, being obedient, that I don't really like being in the mix or in too many mix, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense. So when God had called me to, the first instruction he gave me was to start Bible and book study. And I was like, I read my Bible, I read my books, and, you know, if somebody wants to talk about it and join, then, you know, it'll be that. And that's just how long I really want to, like, facilitate it, you know, because I feel like that goes back to, like, me wanting stuff for people that they may not want for themselves. So with my book study, I was just, like, really hesitant. And I was like, okay, Lord, if you want me to do this, I'm going to just do a couple people. Like four people, and I was like picking and choosing like who I wanted to do it with. And y'all, God will allow things, but you also get you'll get an awakening. Okay, He'll let you know if it wasn't what He intended. So nonetheless, He kept telling me, like, that's not what I told you to do. You're playing small, you're trying to control, you're doing it your way. And I was like, I just wanted to be like four people of my choice and keep it small, keep it cute. But nonetheless, it's expanded into something that's like, wow. And I'm just super grateful for it. But it is still, what can I say? Like, it's still challenging. These ladies are counting on me. Or something. It's like, that's a big responsibility. Like, I'm already a mom to two, okay? And I'm already, like, sold out for Jesus, want to be obedient. And though then it's like, I never, like, promoted FaceLayerU or anything like that. Like, it's all by, like, God's leading. Like, it's Holy Spirit led. Like, whoever the Lord tells me to reach out to, or people end up reaching out to me, like, or just the dots will connect. Like, it's really, really intentional. And that kind of, like, gives me a little bit of anxiety, because it's like, Lord, I'm trying to figure this thing out. Like, I'm working on myself and I'm going through my own stuff. And that's the crazy thing about life, is like, God will allow you to go through something so that you can pick somebody else out of that same thing that you went through. So the thing that you are, like, running from or want to hurry up and get out of, the life challenge that you are going through, that you're facing, you're like, oh, I can't wait for this to be over. Like, why me, Lord? Like, that might be the thing that He is going to literally use for you to help others and to give Him the honor and glory. So I say all that to say that today's episode is titled Making Disciples. Okay. So I have a quote. And the quote is, "The Christian life is the disciple life and the discipling life," by Mark Dever. Listen, that quote is, yeah, like, that is literally what the Christian life is about. Like, as a Christian, you're being discipled by whoever feeds you spiritually. And then you're supposed to, in turn, go and disciple someone else and feed them spiritually. So that just resonated so much with me. And I feel like it connected the dots perfectly for making disciples. So the verse comes from Matthew 28:19-20, and it reads, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Instructions. Y'all, these are explicit instructions. I always talk about this. Like, anytime you see, like, very detailed instructions in the Bible, like, that's what God is telling us to do. Like, it's not like, oh, you pick and choose what part you want to do. Like, no, He gave very specific instructions, and that's what you should do. So in this verse, it tells us to go and make disciples of all nations, right? And we are teaching others about Jesus. We're teaching others and about the commandments that He has. We're leading people back to Christ. That is the whole point of life. Okay, that's the whole point of this podcast. Like, I don't want y'all listening, tuning in, and liking it because you want to, like, see me, hear from me. Like, I'm just a voice, and I'm just the vessel that God has chosen to use in this matter. Like, but this is to point everyone, all of you, back to Him. And encourage you to want to build or strengthen your relationship with Jesus, because what I went through and how I live in my life out. So, and I feel like more people need to get that concept of their mind. Like, this life is not for you. It's not about you. Like, we live in such a self-righteous world where it's like me mentality. And God is like, no, like he will literally strip you and break you because that's not what he desires. Like we are kingdom builders. We already had that episode and I talked about that, but he wants us to be making disciples. So what is a disciple, you may ask? I know, girl. I knew you was going to ask that. So a disciple is a kind of student. It is someone who follows the teachings, learns from, and models their life after someone else. In this case, that would be Jesus, okay? So I am a disciple of Christ, okay? I am following Jesus. I want to look as close to Jesus as possible. Every day I'm working out the things in me and with the help of the Holy Spirit because I cannot do it on my own. But I am working to look and be more like Jesus. And that's exactly what a disciple is. And discipleship simply is this: teaching, leading, and demonstrating to others what it means to think, act, and speak as a follower of Christ. So when we talk about making disciples, like the overall thing is like your life should be a walking advertisement of like what it means to follow Christ, what it means to look like Christ. So that's why when you first get saved and you receive your salvation, that's why you have to go through the pruning process and the purifying, and God has to strip you and break you down because you have been operating in a worldly sense before you had given your life to Christ. So now he is preparing you and teaching you how to operate in the kingdom, right? And that's why it's so important to stay in prayer, to say your word, to worship God and honor God and have a community of like-minded individuals and believers as well. So characteristics of a disciple. I have five here, which are biblical. And the first and foremost is a disciple is patient, kind, and gentle. That's not always easy. Okay, we're human at the end of the day, and it's a lot going on in this world. So it's hard to be patient, but that comes with self-control and discipline. You have to be patient, you have to be kind, and you have to be gentle with people because everybody's hurting in some kind of way. We may not all be hurting from the same thing or had the same trauma or the same past, but we all have been through something. We all are going through something, or we all are going to go through something. So we have to be really patient, kind, and gentle. And I feel like also in order to even do that, you got to learn how to be patient and kind and gentle with yourself. And I'm speaking for myself because, y'all, I came to the realization, like, I have really always been like a just black and white, rigid type of person. Like, this is the right way and no other way. Because, like, I'm a rule follower. Like, I'm not trying to break the law. I'm not trying to break the rules of school. Like, I did everything, like, you know, by the book. And even with my life, like, I had to literally pray for deliverance from this fairy tale life because I had the American dream in my mind, and that's the way that my life is going to go. So I had to learn how to become patient with myself, like, and surrender that control and just be kind to myself. Like, it's okay if you don't know. It's okay if you're figuring it out. And it's okay to let go and surrender to God. So that's still a daily journey, is being patient, kind, and gentle with myself. Because I'm the toughest person on myself. I'm so hard on myself. And that's why I feel like I've always been like hard on others. Like I'm hard on my kids because I want the best for them. And I want them to be productive civilians in this world. And, you know, in order for you to be patient, kind, and gentle with others, you just really got to practice up yourself first. So the next characteristic is a disciple lives a life that is submitted to God's will. So I just spoke about the control and the surrendering, and y'all have heard me talk about that a lot because that's the season that, you know, I'm in, like walking this thing out. When you have decided to commit and submit to the Lord and your yes is yes, then you totally have to just be submitted to God's will. Like, yes, Lord, let your perfect will be done. Like, all of you and none of me. So that's that. The third one, a disciple lives a sacrificial life on behalf of others. This was a little struggle for me. And not in a sense that I don't want to sacrifice for others, because it's a struggle because I've always sacrificed. And that's how I know, my anointings, really came early. And I talked about, my story of how I got saved at such a young age. But I know that everything that I went through in life, had to lead up to this moment. But in my adult age, I want to sacrifice. I want it to start to be about me. It's never been about me. And God quickly reminded me, it's still not about you. And yes, I love you, my daughter, and I care about you, but you still have to live a sacrificial life. And then the next one is, a disciple works diligently. Okay. A disciple is not just sitting around waiting for the return of the Lord. He said we are to be ready because we don't know when the time is going to come. So that means every day we need to be working diligently at the instructions that he is giving us. He has given each of us our own instruction, and it's our job to do our part. And then lastly, a disciple embraces the good in others. And I feel like I do this so well. And this goes back to my comment that I made in the last episode about how I be wanting more for people than they want for themselves. Because I always knew, I'm supposed to embrace the good in others. And I see things in people that they may not be able to see in themselves. That's a gift that God has given me, a vision. And, sometimes it can overwhelm people when I share. But what I've learned, also going back to what I talked about last time about how I didn't want to send the word out because people didn't listen, blah, blah, blah. But what I learned, even when God does give me downloads and visions and I share with people, it's just my job to share with them. I don't got to worry about if they execute or if they on board 100%. It's just my job to let it out and let it be known what the Lord has said. So, yeah, those are 5 characteristics of a disciple. Now, why is making disciples important? Well, I need you to ask that. So, I want to tell you. But it's about finding someone to encourage towards Christ, humbly share what Christ is teaching you, allow them into your life and your world, and help them do the same with others. So healthy discipleship involves all 3 components, which includes building relationships, studying the Word of God, and doing ministry together. Okay, so some things that you would do with your discipler, is reading the Bible and praying with them, being a great listener, being available when they're struggling with things, praying on their behalf. So praying together is one thing, but praying on their behalf is something different. So it's important because y'all, again, lifey. And if we do not encourage people towards Christ, then you will easily fall into life's pitfalls and downfalls and everything else. So we have got to remain in community. One requirement is self-denial. Replacing one's own personal preferences and plans with God's priorities and program. Okay? That goes back to the episode I talked about where my grade versus God's grade or your grade versus God's grades. We have to deny ourselves daily, pick up our cross, and work on our salvation daily. So every day I'm trying to die to myself, my desires, my fleshly ways. And some of the ways that you could do that is by fasting, eliminating distractions, praying to God, asking the Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you. There's a bunch of different ways that you can definitely deny yourself and work out your salvation daily, okay? And then the other is following Jesus faithfully and publicly, even though that would mean shame, suffering, and perhaps physical death. Okay, because a lot of people who say they're Christian or say they are believers are afraid to share God's name or say his name out loud. You have a lot of people, behind closed doors or behind the scene, they worship God and all this stuff. But it's what are you ashamed of? When you're in a relationship with somebody, you want to show them off. Right? When you have a baby, you want to show that baby off. Or, you and your family do something, you want to let the people know about it. So it's you're in a relationship with God. Why would you want to hide him and keep him from people? And for me, that's just not doing, okay? It's like, I don't care what it is, where I'm at, like, I'm going to find a moment or an opportunity that's going to come available where I can talk about Jesus or testify for the goodness in my life. And I love that. And I think that more people need to get on board with that. So, yeah. Also, having meaningful conversations. Y'all, I'm a woman of very few words these days. Like, I sit back and observe and, you know, read the room, read the environments that I'm in to figure out, like, okay, what's what. But I don't like a bunch of small talk, irrelevant things. Like, I don't really like that in this season of my life. Like, I want to have meaningful spiritual conversations, and I want to help y'all with just some simple questions that you can start these conversations with. Like, one is like, how are you doing spiritually? We ask people all the time, how you doing? But that's so broad. And it's like, girl, do you really want to know how I'm doing? Do you have time? Are you my therapist? Because I got a lot to unpack. So, you know, being very specific, like, how are you doing spiritually? Asking others, how can you pray for them? You know, a lot of times people say, pray for me, pray for me. And it's like, I don't mind praying for people, but let me know a little bit more. Like, what specifically do you need to pray for? Because in general, I pray for everybody all the time. So it's like, and when you're asking somebody to pray for you, kind of come with some details, like, so that that it can guide them and help them pray for you effectively. And then another question is, what has God been teaching you recently? Because God is the master instructor. He is the professor, right? He's always trying to teach us something. He always has a lesson. Next is, what is one way you'd like to grow your faith? Like, these are questions that can, like, spark the conversation and get y'all going on the right track that you need to be on. So I have a bunch more. And if you want me to share those, just let me know and I will do so. So next, we're going to get into our Dear You letters. Y'all already know it's my favorite. Y'all, I'm super tired, so please excuse me. Like, I feel like my eyes feel so heavy. But nonetheless, let's go ahead and get into it, honey. Okay. Dear You, in the mission to make disciples, sow seeds of love, kindness, and wisdom. Be a beacon of light, guiding others on their transformative journey. Through your actions and words, cultivate a community that reflects the love and teachings of Jesus Christ. With love and gratitude. So that's our Dear You letter for today. I hope that y'all are loving that part of the show and that you've got your journals and you have been, you know, writing your Dear You letters. So, yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in and listening to that. You know, I think it's good that we always stay refreshed, keeping our mind renewed and stayed on the rise, which is Jesus Christ. So with that being said, I hope that on your journey to making disciples, you will implement some of these things, or you will learn what works best for you, because all of us are different. What works best for one person may not work for the next, because we also have different people that we are called to, different people are assigned to us. So just keep that in mind as well. But other than that, I'm super grateful to have it here. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Let's get into our Identify You, our I Am affirmation of the evening. So it's going to be very simple. It is, I am patient, loving, and kind, making disciples in this world. Period. That's it. That's it, y'all. If we have more love, more patience, and the world will really be a better place. So consider that. Hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, go ahead and subscribe on YouTube at iTrigger TV, or download on Apple Podcasts, Identify You, and stream it. Okay, we got a ton of episodes for you to check out there. But nonetheless, as always, make sure you walk by faith and slay. Plus pray each and every day, because God, He will make a way. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.